Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm Gaius. I'm with Germanicus. Germanicus is my Greek whisperer. Now, the Greeks work for us because they can count, they can write, they can read, they're smart. Eventually, we know they're going to take over the Roman Empire. Good for them. They're really good managing editors of estates, which is what they do for us. Where did that come from? I don't know. It's in the water in the Mediterranean. However, the Greeks are also inventive, or they were, and we've inherited their invention. One is the word tyranny, another is the word republic. We've inherited them, we Romans. Didn't work out so well for us, so we got rid of the republic, and now we're very happy with an emperor, who no one calls a tyrant, but in the original understanding of that word for the Greeks, and this is tricky because it's a translation problem. A tyrant was a strong man. And Germanicus is okay with me saying caudillo, which is the New World version of a strong man. Liked, loved, celebrated by the people, not hated. And the word tyrant has the bite of brutality. However, the city was Syracuse, which is now Sicily. And this is early 4th century BCE, between 400 and 350, somewhere in there. And Syracuse becomes a very powerful state under tyrants, under strongmen. But there's this dream of a republic, or restoring the republic, or in some fashion having democracy the way Athens did. Eventually brags to the point that everybody gets bored hearing it. However, there's a story behind this. It's quite dramatic. It has lots of reversals. It's a melodrama about a man named Dionysius, his son-in-law's brother-in-law, a man named Dion, and money changing hands, and tyranny and conquest. And eventually, according to some observers, it comes out that the republic is restored. I don't believe it because it's a fairy tale. Involved in all this, and it really wears you down to follow the hemming and hawing, is a man named Plato, whom we inherit as a great philosopher. Well, Plato got mixed up with the hemming and hawing in Syracuse and wrote a series of letters, some of which are forgeries, some of which are real, in one of which he reveals himself as sort of a McKinsey consultant to the dictator, to the tyrant.
Yes.
And was unapologetic about it, but acknowledged that his perfect republic. Germanicus, I don't want to make a conclusion here. I've read that Plato's perfect republic was much closer to tyranny than a republic. Is that a fair generalization?
In many ways, Plato's republic described the American system. When you had a philosopher king who could be like the president, but then you had an aristocracy around him who were not inherited aristocrats in terms of money, but rather groomed, properly tutored young men and women who would be the guardians, as it were. So you have an idea of a meritocratic oligarchy and a single leader who would be not a tyrant, but certainly the kind of a top dog, the jefe.
You're describing the Obama-Biden administrations.
That's sort of what I'm getting at, but the Democrats really believe in rule by experts. They believe that if the people who have the degrees and the people who have the sort of credentialed, entitled, virtuous outlook should be the ones in charge. And this is not congenial to the people. And the problem with Syracuse is they had, you know, standard Greek tyrants. The people didn't like these tyrants, especially the two that they had in that period around, about 360 BC, 370, Dionysius I and his ne'er-do-well son, Dionysius II. And they wanted something closer to democracy. Now, the Greeks didn't have working republics. That really was a Roman innovation in many ways. The Greeks had this democracy idea, and then they had other city-states that were ruled by kings or by oligarchs. And the fact is, the people were not happy in Syracuse, and the people wanted a democracy. And Dion, who was the most capable man in Syracuse and the main advisor to
extremely rich, might have even owned a car company or two. Yes.
This is the problem with democracy is all the leaders in Greek democracies and city states were filthy rich. And in fact, they were expected to personally underwrite and finance the military equipment, like the ships. At one point in this whole soap opera, Dion offered to give Syracuse 25 triremes, you know, for some venture. It's really rather amazing. And so they are a lot like, you could liken Dion to one of the billionaires, even Mr. Musk. And the people supported him, and he eventually took over with the failure of the wayward Dionysius. And yet the people found they didn't like his rule because he wanted to impose a Platonic republic, one which would not meet the people's will. And so eventually this went on for 30 years or so, and a guy named Timoleon finally gave the people their wish after a number of wars and just upheavals. The city was burned at one point. But eventually they got their democracy. I don't see any kind of happy ending like that for the United States. The problem in the Greek world and the Roman world was that democracies were too chaotic and they were self-immobilizing. And the efficient despotisms like the divine kings, the shahs of Persia, were too autocratic. And so what was happening in between? Now, Plato's idea was not sufficiently amenable to the will of the people. And what you see in America today is they want their will to be recognized by whoever the leader is. And so the story of this past election, the story of Trump's emergence and then of his return like Odysseus has been that the people believed that he would accommodate and embrace their will. And that, of course, is the way the Roman Empire, our empire, is run. Emperors have to accommodate the people's will and they have to promote it, just as the first archetype of our empire, that is Gaius Julius Caesar, did, and as his nephew Augustus did in creating the system we have. In other words, if emperors really step out of line, and this is true for the whole 1500 years up until the 15th century, if the emperor steps out of line, he's overthrown, and a new man becomes, or woman sometimes, becomes emperor, and the people's will is heard. And this is, in effect, where we stand in America today. Americans have no faith that oligarchy, rule by experts, will do anything but oppress them. So they've turned to the jefe, the man on the white horse, the caudillo.
Germanicus is Makovleos. I am Gaius, John Betts. We're on our way to sacrifice to Augustus, who was a very good caudillo. Very good, and we miss him. We sacrifice to him and believe that he's looking after us like Providence. And then we're going on to the theater where we're told there'll be more Roman comedy. I'm not certain, though. Last week was a disappointment. When you do a Terence play, you don't want anything but a happy ending, and there was some twisting to the drama late in the theater last week. I'll forgive them because the weather was inclement. But now it's a beautiful spring in Londinium. By the way, I mentioned our emperor is no longer favored by the Senate. Guess what happens? Domitian, you had your chance. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Stephen.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.